With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed.
Because I like to know what went on overnight when I was sleeping.
Traffic and weather on the fives. The news you need to know and a perspective you can't find anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Not sure what better news we could get than from our governor saying the pandemic is over. We're past it. COVID, we're clear. We're in the COVID clear. So you'll hear that coming up in our local news, which is the state of emergency has been dropped, been in place over a year in South Carolina. Now, you got to wonder how many people are going to come here for the 4th of July, hearing this make national news. You know, we hear DeSantis in Florida and you got Texas. And now is South Carolina going to be put on blast? Like a Florida?
I thought we already were. Do any more people need to come here?
No, well, it's not like I'm opening my arms because, you know, they come
I don't
here
mean that as.
They don't want to leave.
Mean as it sounds.
Yes, you do.
maybe a little.
Maybe a little. Something good this Tuesday. Here's good news. Not only is Governor Brent Basseter saying COVID's over by dropping our state of emergency, we've got fireworks displays that are going to be happening 4th of July weekend. Riverfront Park in North Charleston announcing that. Mount Pleasant last week or the week before said they're going to have their 4th of July fireworks over the harbor. We have a Stars and Guitars concert with our sister station, WEZL. You can still get tickets out at Boone Hall Plantation kicking off on that Friday the 3rd. And it's Tuesday, and I can't help but mention Mount Pleasant. You can go and support your local farmers and vendors and shop local in the beautiful sunshine today at the Mount Pleasant Farmers Market. It's Tuesday.
So nice.
From 3:30 until 7. And I know when it comes to people coming here, certainly we welcome folks. But we also like it when you leave. The problem is they don't want to leave. And they don't want to leave their politics alone or, you know, at the old home when right. They try to make a new home in our home.
Well, we also like to get places on our roads.
Yeah.
You know, go to the beach without sitting in traffic for hours and hours.
Not
and
being
hours
able to find a parking space.
And things, you know, like that.
I know. 7-2, we need to pick me up. 721-TALK, 721-8255. So Paul says he has good news. All right, this will be interesting. It's a car ball. What's going on?
Tell you something good. I had a beautiful black lady tell me just now that, not just now, but yesterday, she said, even though they say that that white people don't like black people and hate us.
What?
She said, I don't think that's true. She said, you like black ladies and all that, don't you, Paul? And I said, I see so many black ladies that are very beautiful, and as long as they can cook good, I really like them.
Oh my God, Jesus! You're onto something there, and then you pulled the sexist. So you're not racist, you're just sexist. We need you to cook well, ladies.
Well, close to your heart. A man to his heart is food. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, way to my heart's through my stomach too. It's not just men. I love
but
some
I just
food now.
She got her information. She said they tell us that y'all hate us.
Who's
she
they?
Said,
and she's talking about the government. Isn't that sad?
And you know, she said, I know that's not true. That's what she said. I know that's not true. And I looked at her and went, as long as you can cook good, that's all I care about.
Oh, my God. you almost had it there. That's ridiculous. And what's really sad, Paul? Well, you know what? It is good that she's not falling for that nonsense. I mean,
that's
like
right.
Someone could tell you it's raining, but if the sun is shining, there isn't a cloud in the sky. I mean, what are you going to believe?
Exactly. So there are folks, especially in Charleston. You know what? We've got some wonderful, warm-hearted people all over Charleston, and their biggest fear is people from other places will come and try to change our character. And I'm here to tell you, I'm going to do my part to make sure it doesn't change. We say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, what can I do for you? That's who we are here in Charleston.
Correct.
Black, white, it doesn't matter who you are. That's who Charleston is. And all the folks I talk with love that idea and can't think of it any other way.
Yeah, and Paul and Blaze, I want to share this. I know we need to hit traffic and weather, but someone sent me a really great meme, and it literally looks like a sign and some sand dunes. It could be in the low country, I don't know. But the sign says so much and quite literally should be put all across red state towns in America. It says, you came here from there because you didn't like there. And now you want to change here to be like there. We are not racist, phobic, or anti-whatever you are. We simply like here the way it is. And most of us actually came here because it's not like there, wherever there was. You are welcome here, but please stop trying to make here like there. If you want here to be like there, well, you shouldn't have left there to come here. And you are invited to leave here and go back there at your earliest convenience. Best sign ever.
Check your politics at the border.
Amen.
She's not afraid to shut it down. The mainstream media hype machine, that is.
You know what? Just a loyal fan.
Back to the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Yeah, they used to be the Wonder Bra Media, but now they're just the propaganda press. Welcome in, 7:20. It's a Tell Me Something Good Tuesday edition of the show. Coming up, we'll hear from Luke. Luke said, I came here from New York and I didn't bring my politics. I can't wait.
So it infuriates him that they do that.
You're not alone, Luke. I can promise you, you're not alone. Right. But first, let me get to line one. Who's this?
What's going on there, Kelly? It's Bobby from San Greek. Yeah, I got great news. Everybody talked about the River Dogs baseball. We're forgetting about our lovely hockey team.
Never. We're not forgetting about our Stingrays.
Unfortunately, we can't play at the Coliseum, but we are in the playoffs, and we played the Florida Everblades last night in round one of the Eastern Conference Championships, and we beat them 3-2 in overtime.
Nice.
At the Carolina Ice Palace, where we season ticket holders were all crammed in watching Askew and the boys and Chernichin and Koopa. You know, and it was quite the game, and it was very, very thrilling, and it's really cool to be, like, right up front watching it.
Yeah, but
we take this thing all the way. Can you imagine winning the Kelly Cup playing at the Ice Palace? That would be a wild ride.
That would be amazing, Bobby.
And not too many people wear masks last night either.
I was going to ask what that looked like.
Nothing. They weren't. I think that phase is over in this world right now.
Well, according to the governor, I mean, we've dropped our state of emergency finally after over a year.
Didn't have to wait for the politicians to tell us that, okay?
Amen, brother. Yes, Bobby. Preach, Bobby. Preacher from Sangaree.
You all have a beautiful day, all right? Let's go Rays!
Let's go Rays! Awesome. All right, that's what Tell Me Something Good Tuesday is all about. You don't know how many people are tuned in who just need some good news because they're hearing all kinds of crazy nonsense coming from D.C. Like they're coming for, our First Amendment, Second Amendment. Oh, who cares about the Constitution? Just shut up, put on a mask, and take this shot. 7-2 and talking 4-3. There's other things happening out there. We need the good news. 7-2-1-8-2-5-5. So, Luke, what part of New York did you come from and how long ago? Your backstory.
I came from upstate Syracuse, New York, about 30 miles north of Syracuse, right on the southeastern tip of Lake Ontario we lived. Came about a year and a half ago.
A year and a half? Okay, so you're a newbie, really?
Yeah, pretty new.
Did you visit here and then decided to stay kind of thing?
So my wife's childhood best friend was in the Coast Guard, and she got stationed here about 7 years ago. We came for two separate two-week vacations, and in 2018, we were driving home, and we said, why are we going back to that liberal mess? We should just move. So we went home, painted our kitchen, remodeled the bathroom, and sold our house and moved.
Nice.
Good for you.
Got out to escape, Luke.
Yeah. Jumped out rapidly. But I was calling to comment on what you were talking about with the people that come here and bring the politics, because I do see it.
Oh, yeah?
More and more. The more that I live here, I'm watching what's happening is these people are coming from these blue states, And they still have these bumper stickers all over their cars, and you can tell their policies by talking to them. And it just drives me nuts. Like, you've created your perfect little liberal utopia with your high taxes and all your tyrannical laws and everything up there. Why are you coming here and bothering us? Like, I know I'm not a local, and I apologize for being part of the traffic jams, but I came here.
Thank you, Luke. I'll take it.
It's all right if you live here.
Because I wanted freedom and liberties and lower taxes.
Thank you.
And to be able to live my life. And I just see people trying to turn this into something that it shouldn't be.
That they left behind, that they ran from.
Right.
How do they not recognize why? It makes me crazy.
Yeah. Yep. They think that they know they can have it better somewhere else, but you would think that people would, I mean, my faith in humanity is lost more and more every day, but you would think that something in their brain would say, hey, these are policies that I voted for. Let me move somewhere else and maybe change my voting habits to keep it, you know, the way it is. But I don't know.
There's too much common sense in that, Luke.
Right.
That's true. That's true.
We got to have a common sense movement again, apparently. I don't know. It's just, I can't believe that.
That would be very nice.
Yeah, it would. Well, welcome, Luke, to you and your family. And thank you for contributing to our tax base and voting against hiking any taxes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much. I've been a fan of your show since about 3 days after I moved here. I came down and found the stations that Rush and Hannity were on, and you were on in the morning, and I've been a fan ever since. So thank you for what you do also.
Wake up armed with knowledge. Thanks to Alexa, you can do it with your voice. 94.3 WSC.
Here we are in hurricane season, and it's actually been a while since we've talked to Hurricane Andrea. So people wonder, you know, why do I give people like nicknames? So, oh, there we go. Sorry about that. So Hurricane Andrea, do you remember why we gave you this nickname? This was years ago.
Because there was a Hurricane Andrea coming in, and I called in and said, if they're going to name it after me, this is when Obama was in.
Yeah,
it was
a while ago.
Yeah, his second term. We're in his third term now. But
correct.
They said, I called in and I said, if they're going to name it after me, I get to choose where it's going. And I wanted to go straight up to Washington, D.C. and wipe that city off the map.
Well, we definitely have a storm brewing in D.C., no doubt. I mean, what a mess. What a mess.
I'm sitting back watching the socialists. I won't even call them Democrats or liberals anymore. They're a whole different animal. I'm sitting back watching the socialists in both parties begin to eat themselves, and it's so fun. It's fun as heck to watch them argue, watch crazy guys Cortez and watch cackling Kamala, watch them sitting there making all these stupid false claims and all these grandiose gestures towards people that aren't American citizens. And then Kamala shows up in another country, and they're telling her, go home, mind your own business.
Trump won.
Yeah. Yeah.
The signs.
I'm loving it.
The signs for Kamala to show up is saying Trump won in another country. You got trumpets.
It's great. And you're seeing it at the baseball games, MLB that wanted to pull out of Georgia.
Two times, right?
The mean stuff. Yeah, they did Fenway Park yesterday.
Oh, wow. There's another.
That's three times now. Big 20-foot by 20-foot Trump won banners. Yeah. People are awake. People are awake. People know. And if you guys are still wearing a mask or if you're getting the vaccine, you need to really stop and think about everything in your life where you've stood there and told your parents, I can do it myself. And you've told your friends, I'm an independent thinker. And you've prided yourself on being a grown up and being able to make your own decisions. You're not making your own decision if you haven't researched this crap. If you're just blindly, I remember a long time ago when I used to listen to Bruce Springsteen. Now I just changed the channel and I threw all his records away. But I remember when I was really a Bruce Springsteen fan, and when he was doing Born in the USA, and he was at a concert, and he made a statement. He said, he was talking about the origins of the song Born in the USA. He's not proud of the USA. He's mocking it because of the Vietnam veterans coming back and being spit on and all that, but they were baby killers in his eyes, and he's mocking it in that song. And I remember him saying, blind faith in your government or in anyone will get you killed. And he couldn't have spoken truer words. Blind faith in what Fauci...
Yeah, the emails. If the emails now, leaked emails now, you cannot see, then you really are blind. I mean, for Fauci's own words. The masks
aren't official. Some people would rather keep their masks on, I guess, to show they're still compliant with the government, that they're still good little sheep. And some people are keeping it on saying, well, you know, I have an underlying condition. Okay, if you legitimately do, you should probably stay at home. But keep in mind, you're trying to protect yourself from a disease that is no worse than the flu. In fact, the mortality rates are lower than the flu. And 90% of that crap, those people that have passed away, 90% of them, they had COVID-19, if you can trust the bogus test.
No, there's a lot more
but
coming up.
But if they had COVID-19, they were claimed to have died from it, when in reality, on the CDC's own pages, they say the people that died from COVID-19, not with, but that died with COVID-19 as a main cause, was only about 5% of what was reported. What were we at, 500,000, 600,000 for the U.S.? 500,000, that would be 25,000 people that died from it. We lose 60 to 100,000 people every single year to the flu.
Well, but here is some free beer, weed, and lap dances to get the shot. So,
yeah, well, you can keep your shot, you can keep your weed, your beer, you can keep your $1 million. I'd rather have my freedom and the knowledge that I wasn't stupid enough to buy your game.
This is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed.
Because I like to know what went on overnight when I was sleeping.
Traffic and weather on the fives. The news you need to know and a perspective you can't find anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
It came from China. It came from the lab. It's the China virus. And that's the way it is, Stuart, whether we like it or not. And they should pay damages of, I would say, at least $10 trillion.
Just wanted to hear a leader. It's been a while.
$10 trillion, I love it.
Yeah.
At least $10
trillion. Yeah. Tell me something good Tuesday. 721-TALK, 721-8255. It's always great to hear the president, Trump, speak. The 45th president, who even Kamala can't shake on her trip south of the border, and not there at North and South Carolina, but
right.
Where they're holding up signs that said Trump won. Oh, Guatemala.
Go home.
Go home, Kamala. Wow. Oh, 843-721-TALK, 721-8255. Before the break, Hurricane Andrea was saying that, hey, for all the freebies with the free shot, cheese, and a mousetrap's free too. Wake up.
She didn't even get to her joke.
That's what I said. That's why I call her Hurricane Andrea, because she gets on a roll. She gets all twisted up.
She was great. But yeah, the whole reason, because she called me, she called in and said, you know, I want to remind everybody.
Yeah.
With all these freebies, the cheese and the mousetrap's free also.
I know. Well, she also said, off air, she said, if anyone's selling a t-shirt machine, I'm going to start making some t-shirts. She could make that into one, the whole cheese and the mousetrap thing. But she said that one of the first ones she'd make is unmasked, unvaxxed, unafraid, and unapologetic. And then we were talking about the fact that we're seeing more people in masks than before, it seems.
I love the person that said that Dr. Fauci now wants you to wear a mask over your eyes so you can't see his emails.
Wrap your whole brain in masks.
Yes.
So you
wrap yourself in a mask.
You can't see his emails. But the hurt that all of this is, and I've said this from the beginning, this shouldn't have been, and I feel the same way about our votes, about left and right. Right? Shouldn't even be, is COVID real? It's about the agenda and the wrong that's been done. I mean, I know we can't, you know, keep looking back, and we got to move forward. It is a Tell Me Something Good Tuesday edition show, but we cannot ignore all of the sick who had to do their treatments alone in a hospital or didn't even get to go to the hospital because of COVID and get their treatments. What about the people who needlessly died because they couldn't get their treatments because of COVID, because they couldn't get to the hospital to be there and do it alone? What about the kids and the parents that struggled through virtual school who, you know, couldn't play with their friends? I mean, I think about the mom and pop businesses who struggled financially or worse had to close their businesses are facing that now.
Well, what about, you know, let's go back to the kids for a minute. What about the dumbing down of the kids?
Oh, that's been happening for decades.
It has, but I mean, it just got worse. I mean, I know people where they just called an end to the school year last year and said, don't come back. And supposedly some of these school districts didn't have enough money to do online education. So they just called the end of the school year.
Well, how about the ones who are adjusting grades to pass kids who were failing anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, that's happening in the Low Country.
Well, those people are more easily pliable to their socialist policies and politics, right?
Well, and I know
keep them dumb.
We're into graduation season, right, as well. What about all the, you know, the celebrating the traditional way with graduation and prom and birthdays and weddings and baby showers? And how many people had the birth of a child they couldn't celebrate with their loved ones? Didn't see grandma or, you know, grandpa for over a year. I just, the people who passed away and the funerals that they deserve, they didn't get. I am so perturbed that, you know, we've got our governor out there yesterday saying, all right, COVID's gone. We're all good to go. It almost feels like he's just falling in line with the whole Biden regime. And it's like we knew at some point, you know, once in the White House that COVID was just going to disappear magically. But now we've got the Fauci emails and we've got Trump out there saying China literally needs to pay.
And let's face it, we need some strong, strong, strong politicians, leaders.
Yes.
To stand up and speak. And, you know, I always wondered, looking back on history, look at Germany, look at these South American countries.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? Because there was people, they weren't all poor. Right. Some of them were actually, had quite a bit of money, had some wealth. And so how did it go from, you know, from that to just being a dirt poor country, or in the case of Germany, off the, you know, edge of sanity into the killing of the Jews and everything that they did? How did those politicians get away with that? And now I think we're starting to see how.
Feckless leadership.
And an afraid, brainwashed public.
Yes. I mean, I just keep having to remind everybody, we couldn't worship in a church and enjoy fellowship with people when we desperately needed it. I mean, this is people. I mean, I'm just aghast at where we are. And a year and to the day, I guess we need to find the date when coronavirus struck versus now in the news coming up here. You'll hear locally that our governor came out yesterday saying, all right, it's over. We're done. COVID's all locked up. We're moving on. Well, good to know. Maybe tell the people who are having to drive into work this morning in a mask, because I feel for the people who are still having to work places who are forcing them to wear a mask. I would tell them, hey, you're violating my constitutional rights. Today will be that last day.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.